I'm Tim Fleming with this news update. A private memorial service was held at KIMT on Saturday afternoon to remember Jody Huizentrout, the former morning anchor who was believed to have been abducted from the parking lot of her apartment complex early in the morning of June 27, 1995. Her body has never been found, and the case remains unsolved. Kelly Boyle was a friend of Jody's who read a prepared statement from the Huizentrout family.
She frequently made the statement, "Oh, I love life. We often think of that, and it gives us strength to move forward." Jody loved meeting people. She treated everyone with respect, regardless of where they were from, and she would always take the time to listen and talk with them.
Boyle says the family remains hopeful that the case can indeed be solved.
Recently, we watched a show that featured the case of a college girl who went missing from a small town in the state of Washington. Her body was found within a few days, but the case wasn't solved for 30 years. The evil man who abducted her lived just down the road from her mother's house. Two gals in this small town had always been suspicious of him and didn't get good vibes from him. If only they had pursued their suspicions more aggressively, the case could have possibly been solved sooner. Please don't let us wait 30 years to solve our case.
Boyle says you should talk with law enforcement if you believe that you have information regarding this case.
If you are suspicious of anyone, please notify law enforcement, the DCI, or the FBI. Even if you think your information seems insignificant, it may be the missing piece we are waiting for, and it may help crack the case.
Doug Murbach was the news director at KIMT at the time of Jody's disappearance. He says there's no way in the last 25 years that he had thought the case wouldn't be solved.
We would have thought something would have been found out, something would have been solved, there would have been justice for Jody. I think in this day and age we see a lot of people that aren't getting justice, and people that should be held accountable aren't being held accountable, and some of that started with Jody 25 years ago. She needs justice. We still have hope. We still have our prayers. We know organizations like FindJody.com are doing so much to keep her story alive and keep her story out there.
If you possibly have any information regarding Huizentrout's disappearance, you can call the Mason City Police Department at 641-421-3636. From the KGLO News Desk, I'm Tim Fleming reporting.